Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, for what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with an unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God. 2 Corinthians 6:14 through 16. Now Paul says these things, and initially we might be tempted to think he is referring to marriage again. But he has already clarified his stance on that an unbeliever may marry a believer or an unbeliever. It's okay. Here's the thing, though. He's saying, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. It's not a yoking of marriage. This is a yoking of fellowship. If you go to the temple of Belial, you should not also come and expect equal treatment at the temple of Jesus. The temple of the living God is made up of people, not stones. We are the temple of the living God. We are called to be separate from the unclean ones, to touch no unclean thing, like Augustine mentions in our meditation for the day. This is what it means to come out from among them and touch not the unclean thing. Don't condone their sin. Don't confirm them in their lawlessness. You're listening to Oratio, part of your morning drive for the soul here on Worldwide KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.